This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, back in the sports bar, it's Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us, talking some Bills and Patriots. Thursday night football on Prime. Sports editor.
Yes.
The Batavia Daily News joining us now in the sports bar. Alex Brasky, good with his time. How are you, my friend? Congratulations on the new role, the new title.
Wow, thanks a lot, guys. I'm doing well. It's certainly an honor here at the Batavia Daily News. It's one of my dreams over the years to reach this point, and I'm excited to move forward, ramp up our coverage here going into the winter season and the end of football season.
Yeah, the end of, well, for Batavia, too, like Section 5. We're not going to have a team hosting the trophy, but a good year. And you're out there covering the Buffalo Bills. You're out at the stadium here today. I guess, Alex, the offensive line's not a sexy part of the conversation, but I think it's important in this game. Are we concerned? What is the level of concern if Deion Dawkins isn't ready to go against this New England front seven?
Well, I think there's certainly room for concern. You saw the shoddy performance from that unit when Dawkins went out in the second half against the Lions that left them without Dawkins and Mitch Morse in that game, which is certainly a depleted unit when you're missing your center and your left tackle. But Morse appears set to go this week, while Dawkins, again, did not practice today, so he seems like his status is in doubt for this week. But I think that's of concern for certain going up against this Patriots team that for the first time the Bills are playing them deep into the season. Usually you'd think they would have already played them by now.
Alex, what about that protection if Dawkins doesn't go? Do you have concerns about Matthew Judon given the start that he's had this season? Or are you like me, always like, oh, Judon starts these seasons the same. Last season was the same thing, and eventually he kind of slows down a little bit. Does it matter?
Well, I mean, 13 sacks this season for Judon, it certainly speaks for itself. And when you're missing your left tackle, stopping a pass rusher of his caliber certainly becomes much more challenging. And Dawkins has been a solidifying force for the offensive line this season that has endured a few injuries. And without him potentially this week, I think that certainly, as I said before, room for concern, particularly going up against a team with a star pass rusher such as Matthew Judon.
Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, is our guest. This is just my opinion, Alex, and I know there's a lot of opinions about John Brown. My expectations for John Brown are zero. I think that if John Brown ends up on the field, actually, something is wrong. And I don't think that this actually would mean that the Bills aren't going to go after Odell Beckham Jr. I just see it as insurance. John Brown coming back to Buffalo. Is this just like kind of a flyer here, or is there more to the story here?
Well, I think they've lacked production from that position throughout the season. Outside of Stephon Diggs, they have yet to find that consistent second contributor. It's kind of gone back and forth between Isaiah McKenzie and Gabe Davis. Dawson Knox certainly hasn't had the year that he had last season. And with Brown knowing the offense, I think there is a chance that he'll find his way onto the field sooner rather than later, but whether or not he'll be heavily involved in the passing game, I think that remains to be seen. And as you said, I think that's doubtful, at least at this point, this late in the season, to bring a player in who's seen three targets in the past year over the three teams that he was with. to jump in and be a contributor. That would certainly be a surprise. He does say he's finally healthy. We saw all the injuries that he went through his last season in Buffalo. Says he's had time to recover and he's ready to go. He still remembers the playbook. Says he watched all the Bills games when he was a Wave and called out some of the plays while he was watching those games. And we know things haven't changed that much with Ken Dorsey now taking over the offense. But I think you're right. I think if we find John Brown as the leading receiver against the Patriots, something has gone drastically wrong.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the guy's got more teams and he's had targets in the NFL since leaving the Bills. So I'm not too, my bar is set real low for John Brown. In fact, I actually think the only reason why they brought him in is you got the Dolphins here in a couple of weeks. You need to replicate some of that speed that he has in practice, knowing that you're going to be going up against Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, that could be a good point. You certainly see them mocking opposing players, throughout practice, throughout the year. And with that matchup against the Dolphins, that's a big matchup that could decide the AFC's title. So perhaps a practice player. But I think you will see John Brown on the field. I don't think they brought him in solely to be a practice player. I think Josh Allen is comfortable with him. He's comfortable with the playbook. And you'll at least see him on the field, I would think. Maybe not this week, but perhaps moving forward.
Yeah, we're talking to Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News. Alex, I'm going to ask you the question. I know probably you don't have the answer, but everybody's wondering. Von Miller, when the injury happened, everybody's thought originally, oh, no, that looks like an ACL. It isn't. But is anybody saying anything in regards to a possible timeline in regards to the Bills pass rusher?
From the Bills, that has not been released. Von Miller himself did trick me today on Instagram. He posted a story that said cryptically 2 weeks, but he later posted another post that I think that 2 weeks is in reference to a Twitch gathering that yeah. He's hosting. And that tricked a lot of people on social media, me included. But I don't think that has yet to be divulged by the Bills. And quite frankly, I think it's still up in the air. I think they're going to give it a go with Miller, him being a veteran player, having been through the process before in terms of dealing with a knee injury. I think he knows what to expect, and I think he's comfortable with his body that they trust him enough to shut it down if he can't go. But that would certainly be, I think it goes without saying, a significant loss for this Bills team moving forward if they don't have him for the extended future. We saw without Greg Rousseau what it did to the Bills pass rush these past several weeks. Rousseau does appear set to play this week after practicing in the early going this week after missing, I believe, the last three games. But if they're without Miller moving forward, that could even bring this unit even more of a challenge moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, the Miller news is bad. The good news is you've got Rousseau practicing fully today with that bad ankle, and the defensive line is looking a little bit better, a little bit healthier. Epineza should also be available come Thursday night. I wanted to ask you about Trey White because we saw him for the first time on Thanksgiving, and you know, obviously they're gradually working him back in. What do you think the next step is in his progression back to a full-time role?
Yeah, two series this past week against the Lions. I think we'll see his action continue to ramp up. Sean McDermott mentioned earlier this week that it's more of a mental thing with Tre'Davious White, and I think that's been the case with him as we've seen his return delayed. Well, from the outside looking in, it appears as if it's been delayed this season. He was out there during training camp, hadn't returned until Thanksgiving. And Sean McDermott said that it's really a mental thing for Tre'Davious White, and When you deal with an injury of that significance for the first time in your career, I think the trust that you have in that knee is really something to overcome, and I think that's what White is working through. And you don't want to put a player out there that's not confident in himself and his ability, and then that could lead to further injury of the knee or perhaps an injury to another body part. So I think they're just easing him in, and they really want him back, probably for that Dolphins game particularly, and then for the playoffs, obviously, as well.
I think when it comes to the Bills' safeties, that when Jordan Poyer isn't out there, you certainly notice that difference. I think Hamlin's done okay in place of Micah Hyde, but this story that came out over Thanksgiving weekend, I think that went under the radar, Joe Biscaglia, The Athletic, reporting that hey, Micah Hyde, there's a chance they could bring him back. We have to kind of recalibrate here when it comes to these rules of IR, if that's the case. I mean, if you had to put a percentage on, hey, it's playoff time and Micah Hyde somehow finds his way back to the field, what percentage would you put that at, Alex?
I would put it at a very low percentage. I would put it 30% or below. I think it really comes down to really the player worrying about his long-term future and even beyond football. And with Hyde suffering neck injuries in the past and or a neck injury, I'm not sure if it's been more than one, but I know he's dealt with something in the past. And now, again, this cropping up, it certainly in today's day and age brings cause for concern for a player's and a human being's extended future. And I think that's something for the player himself to work through, and whether or not the team is comfortable with putting a player back onto the field in his situation and risking further injury and for it to go horribly wrong, as we've seen before during this season with other teams and other players. But I think there's a lot to consider in this circumstance, it being a neck injury. I think if it were a injury to let's say a knee, an ankle, I obviously think the decision process is much different. But I really think, again, it comes down to the long-term future for Hyde and whether or not the team and him individually are willing to risk a potential disastrous situation there.
Alex, want to get some of your takes on their opponent Thursday night, the New England Patriots. We had Mark Schofield on from SB Nation earlier this afternoon, and he said that pretty much every bit of success that the Patriots have had this season, you have to put into proper context and realize, yeah, they're doing against bad teams, inferior quarterbacks, certainly nothing like what the Bills have in their offense and Josh Allen. What about this Patriots team, if you're Sean McDermott, makes you nervous?
I think it's the potential for the running game to explode. We've seen in the past the running game to go off against the Bills, and we've seen them struggle against the running game at times this season. Now, the Patriots' rushing attack this year has been by no means explosive in terms of consistency week by week, but there has been a few instances this year that they have shown the ability to go off, and I think the Bills really need to focus on controlling that running game and forcing Mac Jones to beat them. He did have a career high 382 yards last week against the Vikings, but I'm not quite sure he's going to be capable of that going up against this Bills defense. They have shown some vulnerability in the back end recently. Dane Jackson with some struggles, a lot of people calling for him to sit this week after really struggling against the Lions last week, allowing several receptions and big yardage and big spots. But I think as Tre'Davious White gets healthier and Jordan Poyer gets healthier, Kyer Elam now healthier off that ankle injury he suffered a few weeks back, I think the Bills' secondary may start to solidify itself. And the next thing is for the Bills to really solidify that rushing defense. And with Tremaine Edmonds potentially coming back this week, he's practiced 2 days thus far this week, I think that'll really help them out against the running game this week against the Patriots.
Yeah, so this is going to be a fun stretch here, Alex. You get the Patriots in prime Thursday night. Now, question here for you on this. What do you get television-wise? Is Batavia Buffalo TV or is Rochester TV? Honestly, I don't know, because here in Rochester, we are not going to be able to watch the game here unless you have Amazon Prime.
Oh, come on down to Batavia. We get the best of both worlds. We get Rochester, we get Buffalo. It's beautiful here.
Screw Webster. Batavia is where life is worth living. You get the best of both worlds. Alex Brasky, put it on a T-shirt.
The gateway to Western New York, Batavia.
Alex, do you think the Bills get Saturday night or Sunday night? I'm looking way ahead here, but that Dolphin matchup, that probably is going to go a long way in determining if the Bills actually or the Dolphins win the division here. I'd have to think they're going to move that to primetime.
I'd be shocked if they don't. The Dolphins are red hot. You see what Tua Tagovailoa has done ever since that scary injury that he had early in the season. Mike McDaniel, I think, front runner for Coach of the Year. He's absolutely transformed Tua Tagovailoa. He's just a much different quarterback, playing much more confidently. And obviously the addition of Tyreek Hill has done a lot for that offense. And I think that's the matchup of that week and could be the matchup of the year, having the Dolphins already beaten the Bills and the Bills being the defending AFC East champion. I think that will decide the division, and I think the NFL would would be not very smart to not push that into primetime. I think that's a clear-cut candidate for a primetime slot.
All right, Mr. Sports Editor for the Batavia Daily News, before we let you go, let us know what you're working on this week, what we can check out as far as your Bills coverage here leading up to Thursday night.
Well, first of all, the only thing that brought a tear to my eye more than Gene watching the game with his father on Thanksgiving, I mean, that is just a storybook story, but Nathan Peterman getting the rug pulled out from under him, that certainly brought a tear to my eyes.
It was bad for the brand,
Alex.
I know
you were looking forward to it.
Yeah, it was really bad for the brand. For a moment there, I got excited. My eyes got wide. I'm like, I don't really care what the outcome is. This is good for the show. It's good for the brand.
Do you know anybody else that owns a Nathan Peterman Bears jersey as Danger does?
No, but it almost came through for him yesterday. He almost had the prime opportunity to wear it. He posted one social media photo. He could have had much, much more after the 5-interception performance that was sure to come, but
I know.
Too bad.
Yeah. Well,
as far as the dailynewsonline.com and the Daily News, we always do our best to bring you updates for the Bills and Sabres. The Sabres not doing so well right now, and the Bills going on the stretch run, so the Bills have really taken center stage. I always have my 5 takes before the game, my 5 takeaways after the game. We have a game recap as soon as the game is through, interviews and thoughts from the locker room as well, maybe some behind-the-scenes photos if I get a chance to post those on our social media channel. So a lot of fun at the Batavia Daily News and the dailynewsonline.com.
Yeah, Alex, congratulations, bud. You nobody works harder than you. Appreciate all that you do, and we'll see you out at the stadium there in a couple weeks.
Thanks so much, guys. I truly appreciate that, and being on your show has really been a lot of fun, and I always enjoy coming on with you guys.
Love having you on. Here he is, Alex Brasky, sports editor for the Batavia Daily News, covering the Buffalo Bills and giving us some takes in advance of Thursday. Dude, I'm telling you. First of all, I get you know, the alert from ESPN or whatever, the breaking news. You know, whoever the tweet. No, it was the tweet alert that I got from, not from Masterstroke, from Masterstroke Jr. Full disclosure, I'm on my dad run on the treadmill, and I get this, and I look at it. No, you know what it was? This is what it was first, before anything.
Okay.
In our fantasy football league, and you mentioned this. Yeah. In our fantasy football league, I got an alert that one of the managers added Nathan Peterman. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. He's trolling me. That's unbelievable. I didn't know that Peterman was in line to start, but he went ahead and added Nathan Peterman at quarterback, basically just to troll me. And then, while I'm on my dad run on the treadmill in the tank, I look and I'm like, oh my God, Nathan Peterman is going to start? And for that, whatever it was, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, that I thought to myself, wow, this is what rock bottom looks like. And then to hear from Masterstroke Jr. and to hear from Masterstroke that we're in shock. We can't believe that this is actually going to happen. I mean, they bought me the Peterman jersey as a joke this summer. It's a bootleg off the back of a truck. It's not even the right number.
No, it's number 2, which that's not what it's what
it's
he wore in
Bills
Buffalo.
Number. Yeah, it's his Bills number. His Bears number is 14. So I wear the jersey in jest, thinking, all right, let's do it. Let's go. Let's get this over with. Can I drink myself under the table here while Nathan Peterman guides this team against the Jets? Sadly, it was not to be.
I want the Christmas Eve miracle, Danger. Christmas Eve. Like, a part of me would want to do a show that morning if we have Peterman against the Bills.
The Peterman Revenge Tour. Just as Seinfeld predicted.
Hey, Jerry! I'm starting a Peterman reality bus tour! Check it out!
Yeah, that...
reality tour.
That will be my...
last thing this guy's qualified to give a...
That will be my lot in life if this all goes away. I'll just be out there giving a Peterman reality bus tour. I'll take you to all the spots that Peterman used to hang out in Buffalo. Talk about the fateful day where he was named the starter against the Chargers. The starter week 1.
Hey, listen.
The 2018 season.
Go for it all. Be top 2 in the draft. That's how you're
going to
get
good. Oh, the Bears need to lose out. Yeah. No question.
No, so start Peterman. Enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, they got Green Bay this week, and like, it wouldn't surprise me if Jordan Love is out there. It's like, but why? Just, Jordan Love is going to look.
Jordan Love is going to do a number on
Yeah. Chicago, Jordan Love is going to do what Aaron Rodgers normally does, because the Bears defense is terrible. Yeah. Sadly, not to be. It could have been great for the show, great for the brand. Peterman remained on the bench, not surprisingly. All right, we got to get to news and notes from around the NFL. It's time for appetizers in the sports bar.
Yeah, so Melvin Gordon, by the way, has a new home. We'll tell you about that. The Buccaneers.
Like there was ever any doubt of where he was going to go. This is maddening to see this. And Melvin Gordon isn't what he was and certainly has had his issues securing the football this year. But when you find out the team that he's going to, he's like, of course, that's where he's going.
Buccaneers. They lost yesterday, so let's raise a glass to Jacoby Brissett and his last start. Oh, yeah, we've got that story. Kitschy here, how the Browns are playing the Texans this week. What happened with the NFL red zone yesterday? Like, come on, they gave us bad info. You missed out if you're paying for that. And, of course, we're way overdue. We're almost 2 hours into the show, Danger. We have yet to have an OBJ update.
Is it time for an Odell Beckham Jr. watch?
Watch. When I was sitting at home and there was nothing but silence, this is what came over me. You know, as we're waiting for that, I'll keep you posted.
Got in a little trouble this weekend, I hear.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm willing to forgive.
It doesn't bother me. No. Who amongst us hasn't? We'll get to that and more next with appetizers in the sports bar. It's me, Danger, for FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Do what I do. Right now, new customers are getting a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Sign up with promo code Mike, M-I-K-E. Love betting on FanDuel. All of my favorite bets, everything from the money line to point spreads and player props. Told you earlier about my same game parlay for tonight's action between the Colts and the Steelers. I like the Steelers +2.5 tonight, by the way. And with live betting, you get updated odds, games that have already started. You can get your winnings fast, all in an app that is safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code Mike. It's your no sweat first bet. That's promo code Mike, and make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
The Odyssey app is your home for sports. Follow and listen live to The Fan Rochester for free on the Odyssey app.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.